Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Collins moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud takes first base on ball four. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Falk scores. Harris moves to third. Calm moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause is hit by the pitch. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynaud for the out. Stevenson moves to third. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Buckeye moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon bunts towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Buckeye scores. Jameson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buckeye, and towards Fuchter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Spence Harris. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. John Bischoff pinch hits for Buck Krause. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bischoff out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Ray Schock now catching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Schock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schock. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Note hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Note for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive towards first. Note catches it and steps on first to double up Robertson. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckeye strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feuchter moves to second. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feuchter scores. Jameson moves to third. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naud is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Naud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Fuchter steals second. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckeye hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 4 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Elsh moves to second. James Edwards now pitching. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Davis bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lutsk. Elsh scores. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Fox scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Com tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elsh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive to center field. Speaker throws towards the plate. Myatt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myatt. Com scores. Elsh goes all the way around to score. Ma still moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Ma still steals third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Fuchster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Speaker moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.